Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city. Doorville, ain't much but it's...
One of my favorite songs from the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. Mostly 1 and 3 minute stuff. You can read, listen to, watch. We got videos there. Brand new video up this week. Take the poll question. That'll take you about 30 seconds. Maybe not even that long. See, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. And if you want to see what a mobile site looks like, which is what I'm recommending that you have, is have a mobile site for your business. You must have one, folks. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your cell phone, on your smartphone, and you'll see how my mobile site works, and just use it as an example of how a regular site converts to a mobile site just by using it on a smartphone. Dave Anderson is with us. Dave's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of many books, including How to Run Your Business by the Book. Dave, we're talking about our culture. I've been doing a lot of work lately about the business culture, I should say. I've been doing a lot of business lately about brand, your brand message. And I've been talking about the fact that if you don't define and lead with your brand message, somebody else, your customers, your competitors, will define your brand message. And you're saying it's the same thing with culture. So how do you, when you hire people, when you're trying to acquire new employees, how do you build the culture of the company into that process?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because people, that's one of the five chief components of culture. There's five chief components. People are one of them, and people really start to define it. And you've got to make it tough. I mean, you know, too many people make hiring an inclusive process, and they bring people in who don't share their values, who don't have either the character or the competence, and they create horrible customer experiences and horrible other employee experiences, and they diminish the culture. They're a cultural cancer, mm-hmm. and it only takes one. It doesn't take six bad right. ones to mess up your culture. So hiring has to be rigorous. Hiring has to be an elimination process. You have to have questions that determine character and competence. Mm-hmm. And Jim,
you're saying instead of looking at a new employee as, can this person be a possibility, you're actually saying, you know, let me see if I can identify ways that this person won't fit in.
Yeah, you should try to eliminate them, because if you can't, then they're probably going to be a pretty good candidate. You know, it's the whole mindset. If you go in looking for reasons why they just might work out, you're going to find one. You're going to be able to give them the benefit of the doubt and come up with something that allows them to come on. And that means you're already lowering the bar. You're already making excuses for them. And you're not protecting your culture. You know, as the leader, you're all that stands in between all these mindsets and corruption that's going on in society and your culture and protecting that. So you've got to be tough, you know.
When I interview people, I tell them, look, we're a small business, We don't have a huge building, so we're all kind of, you know, under each other's nose from time to time. And I said, we take our work very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Sure, that's great.
And that's one of the things, and that's my way of describing our culture.
I say to them,
a brand new employee, I said, before I know you, let me tell you this. You don't have to lie to me, because if you want to do something, if you ask me, I'll probably let you do it. You don't have to steal from me, because if you want something I have, if you ask me, I'll probably give it to you.
Right.
And that's sure. and that's kind of the my little culture speech. What do you think?
Well, I love your culture speech. And you know what helps is if you have core values, which, my goodness, I hope every company has a set of core values that say, here's what we stand for, here's what we're not going to fall for. You need to go over these with people during the interview. You need to tell them who you are and what you're about. I mean, we have five core values in our company. We have them in writing. And not only do we have the value, Jim, but we also have a description of what it looks like in practice. And so, Jim, if I'm interviewing you, I'm going to sit down, and at some point during the interview, I'm going to say, Jim, let me just go over our core values with you, because if you do get the job here, you need to know a little bit about what we're about. And these are behaviors that we hold sacred that really identify who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see this value here, Jim? This value is teamwork. Now, here's how we define it in our company. The good of the team comes before the personal comfort level, agenda, or pride of any one individual. You see, so what that means, Jim, is here's what it means to you. If you're one of those lone wolves, if you kind of like to just worry about yourself and do it your own way, you're really not going to like it here, and we're not going to like you. You know, and so you need to know that you need to communicate this is who we are and what we stand for. You don't hire somebody and then spring the core values on them later and say, oh, by the way, here's what we're about. But if this is a good candidate, a high-integrity person, Jim, maybe he just left a place where they didn't have teamwork, where they were cutting throats and stabbing backs. This is going to resonate with him.
Let me tell you something else, Dave. If your business can't compete on salary or on benefits from wherever they were, from wherever they are, and they're thinking about coming to you, when it gets time to coming down to salary and benefits, and you determine that you can't compete with what they already have, if you've given them this culture speech, if you've helped them understand what they're going to get when they get to your company, don't be surprised if that doesn't overcome any financial deficiencies.
Well, you're exactly right.
It happens in small businesses all the time.
It is. It's an advantage. And now they're not just looking at, okay, here's what I can get, but look what I can become.
Right.
Look what I can become working with a value-driven organization. Boy, that just resonates with them, and it creates differentiation for your employees and
right.
for customers. Culture's a differentiator.
Dave, give us your website, please.
It's learntolead.com, LearnToLead.com.
And they can find you, all your books there, right?
There. Oh, all the books are
all
there.
That there. Learn to Lead, folks. Learntolead.com. Dave Anderson and I will be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.